E tidings, Cosmos. Good morning, 21st century world of worlds. This is Radio Richard Ireland, coming to you from within the soundproofless studio of life itself. Tá míle fáilte rothan sé. Hear this, listener, give it here your fullness of ear. From the beginning there is breath, and upon that breath there are words. As you can hear, it's a wonderfully wild, wet morning here in this part of the isle, rain dancing on the skylights. Out of the corner of my eye, when strolling on by, happened to see a sign that read, "For dogs prone to," and although I didn't catch the end of it, it started me wondering, could there be ideas in the mind prone to things, and what might those things be? Well known it is that farmed fish are prone to disease. How many of my ideas have been farmed, cultured unnaturally, as it were, rather than left to swim and leap away freely and healthily in the pure, clear, shimmering streams, rivers and seas of my mind. Saw a litter bin outside the main gate to a primary school. It was in the shape of a standing upright blue whale or dolphin, with its mouth wide open and the words "Litter, please," written in bold beneath it, inviting the children, inviting the teachers, inviting the parents, and even visitors to come and put their litter in it. What kind of teachers, I asked myself, can pass that affront in and out each day and not make a connection? What kind of parents, dropping their children off at school in the morning and picking them up again later in the afternoon, do not with seeing it make the connection? What kind of school board is so blind that it couldn't make any possible connection between teaching children to dump their litter into the mouth of a sea animal, into the mouth of a fish, and the scandalous polluting of our rivers and seas with plastics and all kinds of harmful things? Something is not right. No, it's not right at all. When people can't see a wrong, even when it's standing right in front of them, in plain sight, all day long. In today's broadcast, I'll be reading some more from Prince Hamlet, On the Nature of Things, and the true classic of Southern Taoist fragrance. A reading from Prince Hamlet. My necessaries are embarked, farewell. And sister, as the winds give benefit, and convoy is assistant, do not sleep, but let me hear from you. Do you doubt that? For Hamlet and the trifling of his favour, hold it a fashion and a toy in blood, a violet in the hue of primy nature, forward, not permanent, sweet, not lasting, the perfume and suppliance of a minute, no more. No more, but so. Think it no more. For nature, crescent, does not grow alone in thews and bulk, but as this temple waxes, the inward surface of the mind and soul grows wide with all. Perhaps he loves you now, and now no soil nor cutel doth besmirch the virtue of his will. But you must fear, his greatness weighed. His will is not his own, for he himself is subject to his birth. He may not, as unvalued persons do, care for himself, for on his choice depends the safety and health of this whole state. And therefore must his choice be circumscribed unto the voice and yielding of that body, whereof he is the head. Then if he says he loves you, It fits your wisdom so far to believe it, as he is in his particular act and place may give his saying deed, which is no further than the main voice of Denmark goes withal. Then weigh what loss your honour may sustain. If with too credent ear you list his songs, or lose your heart, or your chaste treasure open to his unmastered importunity, fear it, Ophelia, fear it, my dear sister, and keep you in the rear of your affection, out of the shot and danger of desire. The chariot's maid is prodigal enough, if she unmask her beauty to the moon. Virtue itself scapes not calumnious strokes. The canker galls the infants of the spring, too oft before their buttons be disclosed, and in the morn and liquid dew of youth, contagious blasphemies are most imminent. Be wary, then. Best safety lies in fear. You to itself rebels, though none else near. I shall the effect of this good lesson keep as watchman to my heart. But good, my brother, do not, as some ungracious pastors do, show me the steep and thorny way to heaven, whilst like a puffed and reckless libertine, himself the primrose path of dalliance treads, and recks not his own reed. Oh, fear me not, I stay too long, but here my father comes. A double blessing is a double grace. Occasion smiles upon a second leave. Yet here, Laertes, abroad, abroad, for shame. The wind sits in the shoulder of your sail, and you are stayed for. There my blessing with thee. And these few precepts in thy memory see thou character. Give thy thoughts no tongue, nor any unproportioned thought his act. Be thou familiar, but by no means vulgar. Those friends thou hast, and their adoption tried, grapple them to thy soul with hoops of steel. But do not dull thy palm with entertainment of each new-hatched, unfledged comrade. Beware of entrance to a quarrel, but being in, bear it that the opposed may beware of thee. Give every man thy ear, but few thy voice. Take each man's censure, but reserve thy judgment. Costly thy habit, as thy purse can buy, but not expressed in fancy, rich nor gaudy, for the apparel oft proclaims the man, and they in France of the best rank and station are of a most select and generous chief in that. Neither a borrower nor a lender be, for loan oft lose both itself and friend, and borrowing dulls the edge of husbandry. This above all, to thine own self be true, and it must follow, as the night the day, thou canst not then be false to any man. Farewell, my blessing season, this in thee. Most humbly do I take my leave, my lord. The time invites you, go, servants tend. Farewell, Ophelia, and remember well what I have said to you. 'Tis in my memory locked, and you yourself shall keep the key of it. Farewell. A reading in continuity from the 1st century BC poem On the Nature of Things by the Roman poet and philosopher Titus Lucretius Carus. So primal germs have solid singleness, not otherwise could they have been conserved through eons and infinity of time for the replenishment of wasted worlds. Once more, if nature had given a scope for things to be forever broken more and more, by now the bodies of matter would have been so far reduced by breaking in old days, that from them nothing could, at season fixed, be born, and arrive its prime and top of life. For lo, each thing is quicker marred than made, and so whatever the long infinitude of days, and all afore past time, would now by this have broken, and ruined, and dissolved, that time could ne'er in all remaining time be builded up for plenishing the world. But mark, infallibly, a fixed bound remained established against their breaking down, since we behold each thing so ever renewed, and unto all their seasons after their kind, wherein they arrive the flower of their age. Again, if bounds have not been set against the breaking down of this corporal world, yet must all bodies of whatever things have still endured from everlasting time unto this present, as not yet assailed by shocks of power. But because the same are, to thy thinking, of a nature frail, it ill accords that thus they could remain, as thus they do, through everlasting time. Vexed through the ages, as indeed they are, by the innumerable blows of chance. An interpretation, after my own fashioning, of some lines from the true classic of Southern Taoist fragrance. No three-star visitor spoke to me, saying, "Immaculate of Error, what stories, what anecdotes, what insights do you bring to this new dawn?" When of the clear winter nights I behold wayward the stupendous arching of the galaxy, I think of home. Home so many, many galaxies, way over by way over the way. When I behold a shoal of eddies in the river waters, remind me they do of the mirrored galaxies, of all shapes and sizes, I passed on my way here. From the center of a spiral galaxy, all about can be viewed, without swirling about. So too, from the center of an eddy. This metaphorically is a very good place, I tell the humans, in which to position the mind when attempting to consider anything and everything. Place yourself in a place of no movement, I tell them, to be able to view movement. And attempt not to hold on to anything that is swirling about. Just let it be. To be attempting to hold on to anything in the moving about will only bring about the undoing of the eddy, and thus the loss of your privileged point from which to view things. But it seems to me the humans don't value places of no movement within movement from which to view movement. And believe me, they not, when I tell them it is by means of no movement within movement that great distances can be travelled, and all within but a moment. They only laugh and tell me that I am a space dreamer, even though I have oft told them I came from the far away be over. They see me as being but a human, for I have like unto a human form, and believe me not when I tell them I am a human, yet not fully a human, that I am a humaculate. And they laugh all the more. In a dawn reverie of this new day, meditated I on what an immortal self of mine did say, did lovingly relay, way back in days of long, long gone by. O mortal self of mine, when with living in your own realm and time, those who will know your name will confidently put their trust in same. Those acquainted with your way of thinking and have experienced your commitment to spreading a good word out into the world, even to the worlds beyond, will feel a compelling necessity rise within them to do something in kind. All right, I will leave it at that for today. Enjoy taking very good care of yourself and those around you. Be ever so grateful for your many blessings. And spare a thought too for peoples living in faraway places, in all different kinds of situations, often very difficult, and not at all of their own making. You have been listening to an Irish philosopher of the natural kind, bringing radio to the internet via Radio Richard Ireland. On the air globally for about 15 minutes, Monday to Friday, and occasionally on the weekends. A transcript of today's broadcast will be forthcoming. It is truly an honor to have you listening. May you be a blessing unto yourself by way of your past, by way of your present, and by way of your future. Slán agus mná leat.